ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंद माधवम्। ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। विभूतियोगो नाम दशमोऽध्यायः। So he is seeing Bhagavan himself narrating his own vibhutis. How everything, the whole, everything that is here is Bhagavan only. But still, anything specially adorable is also, must be seen as Bhagavan only. So that is said here. Prahladaschasmidaityanam. ప్రహ్లాదశ్చాస్మి దైత్యానాం కాలః కలయతామహం కాలః కలయతామహం మృగాణాం చ మృగేంద్రోహం మృగాణాం చ మృగేంద్రోహం వైనతేయశ్చ పక్షిణాం ప్రహ్లాదశ్చాస్మి దైత్యానాం కాలః కలయతామహం మృగాణాం చ మృగేంద్రోహం వైనతేయశ్చ పక్షిణాం. సో హియర్ నౌ భగవాన్ కంటిన్యూస్ హిస్ నరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ adorable things and everything is nothing but Bhagavan's own manifestation. Everything is Bhagavan's manifestation. So he says, Prahladaha cha asmi daityanam. Daityanam, daityaha means a demon. It seems demons, mother is called Diti. Ditihi is the mother of demons. So all those people were born through Ditihi, who had Ditihi as the mother, they are all known as Daityas. Ditehe apatyam, Ditehe putraha Daityaha. Whereas Aditi's son is called Adityaha. Daityaha, Adityaha. There's difference is there. So Diti's sons are known as Daityas, all demons. Daityanam, of all the demons, aham prahladaha. You know the word prahladaha. Pra is a prefix. Hlad is the root. Hladayati. Hladayati means pleases. Prakarshena hladayati iti prahladaha. One of the names of Bhagavan is prahladaha. Yet Bhagavan's devotee's name is prahladaha. Prahlad is an amazing, different demon. He comes in the family of demons. Daitya kule jataha. He was born in Daitya family, family of demons, a son of Hiranyakashipu. But my God, he was totally committed to Bhagavan. He was totally committed to Dharma. Why? His commitment was to moksha, jnanam. Therefore, his commitment was to Bhagavan. Therefore, his commitment was to Dharma. As a dharmi, being a dharmi is completely different from, diagonally opposite nature of any daitya. So Krishna says, and this prahladaha means one who is of the source of joy, one who is joyful is prahladaha. Prakarshena hladayati iti prahladaha. Lakshmi is called ahlada. Ahlada, which means she who pleases. Therefore, the Prahladaha, the son of Hiranyakashipu, though is born in the family of Daityas, all Daityas mean they will go against Dharma. That's why they're called Daityas. They'll go against Dharma. Because they are interested in what? Daityaha are Asuraha and Rakshasaha. Rakshasaha is the one who goes against Dharma for the sake of acquiring artha through wrong means. Asuraha is also a wrongdoer who does the wrong thing for the sake of enjoyment of pleasures. Ravana was both Rakshasa and Asura. Okay. In spite of his great knowledge in Veda and all that. He is a Karmakandi. He gets great knowledge of Veda. I don't know how it is possible for a Vedajna to be a non-righteous person. Veda emphasizes Dharma throughout. But what it says, Rakshasaha and Asuraha are two types of demons. So those who do wrong things for the sake of enjoying, in order to acquire Artha, through wrong, when they do wrong things, they are called Rakshasaha. If they do wrong things to enjoy pleasures through wrong means, then they are called Asuraha. So here, they do wrong things. But the Asura, Daityas are Rakshasaha, Asuraha. But now Prahladaha is different from all of them. He does not know what is doing wrong thing. He is only Dharmavan. Because his Bhagavan was his goal. Jnanam was his goal. Moksha was his goal. And for him, Bhagavan was everything. Therefore, Krishna says, Daityanam aham prahladaha cha asmi. Aham prahladaha asmi daityanam madye. I am prahlada among daityas. Kalah kalayatam aham. Now, there's another word, kalayati. Kalayati means calculates, computes, reckons. Kalayati means calculates, computes, reckons. The verb kalayati. Kalayan. Now you can ask that I taught you Shatru Anta Shabdha. Remember Shatru Anta Shabdha. Kalayan. Kalayan. Kalayatam is what? Posipur. Gachatam like kalayatam. So among the people, among those, the reckoners, I am time factor. I'm the very time factor. Aham kalayatam kalaha asmi. Kalayatam kalaha asmi. Mruganam cha mrugendraha. Mrugaha literally means deer, but mrugaha also means all animals in general. So among the animals, aham mrugendraha. The lord of animals is lion. I am the lion. Why lord of lion? See, lion is very sharp, very majestic. That is why even lion is taught in Shastram, used the way lion walks and how prudent it is, conscious it is. Of course, lion is not great like a human being, but still among the animals, lion is very shrewd. And it always makes two things simultaneously. One, it wants to protect itself. Okay, always when it walks, it look around to make out whether no hunter is there to kill him. And he also, when he simultaneously, he look whether any food is available for him. So one look, two things he will search for. One for food, one for the hunter. So that if hunter is there, he can run. The food is there, he can go and catch the food. So this is how lion walks. And very carefully, it is, he also knows how to go and fall on the hunter and kill or suppose it to protect himself. So lion is very smart, majestic. So mrugendraha, aham, mruganam cha mrugendraham, all the animals. Okay, beasts, I am lion, wild animals. Vainateyaha cha pakshinam. Pakshi, pakshaha means wing. Pakshi is the one with the wing. Pakshaha asya asti iti pakshi. Pakshi is the nakaranta shabdaha. Pakshinam, among of all the birds. Pakshinam, positive plural, but you can take it in the sense of locative case also. Pakshinam madhye, among the birds, aham vainateyaha, Vainateya is another name of Garuda. Because it seems his mother's name is Vinaya. So Vinayayaha Putraha Vainateyaha. Therefore he is called Vainateyaha. The stories are there. Okay. It's called Pakshinam Aham Vainateyaha. So if you see Kalaha time factor, first we saw Prakhladaha Daityanam Prakhladaha. Now Kalayatam Kalaha. So Kalayati means what? Also one who maintains the account, computes, calculates, reckons, means one who maintains the account. Accountant is also what? Kalayan Purushaha. Therefore, among all those, among the ones who maintain the accounts, okay, who is the one who maintains the accounts? Which means accounts of what? Accounts of ones, one who really watches all the activities and which action is wrong, which action is right, whether you know right or wrong. Bhagavan is always watching us. Okay, where we go wrong, how we go wrong, who becomes the victim of our problem, how other being becomes afflicted by that, all that is calculated. It's called calculation, okay? Complete is a total computing of what? Everything what we do. We may think nobody is watching me doing. Actually, every small thing, the intention, before doing anything, the intention, the mind is watched. And the intention will have its own phalam. Intention. What intention motive is there in you? That intention is not noticed. Even there some dharma sambandha is there, then there'll be result will be there accordingly. Then gets expressed in the form of a word or action, in speech or action. Then that if doesn't, that somewhere goes against dharma, or how it is in conformity with dharma, it is going against dharma. All this is noticed and watched. Every small action we do every day from morning till evening, everything becomes computed, everything becomes calculated. There is accountant who is keeping track of all that we are doing. That's how punya bhavams are. And when also what we have to exhaust also we are going through. Apart from whole life we are going through, our past part of the punya bhavams are exhausting in this life. And then we would have accumulated also new punya papams agami. Having exhausted the portion of sanchitam known as parabdha in this life, while exhausting the parabdha, we have also accumulated new agami. But how long can you accumulate new agami? As long as parabdha is there. While parabdha karma is over, finished. Time factor, the same kalaha comes. That's why the Yama, Lord Yama, he said to me, what time factor only? Time comes, kalam vandiruchu. Time has come for that person to leave. I tell you, very sad thing to know. There's a time for all of us. There'll be a time everyone has to leave. We have to go. Time will come. When our parabdha ends, time will come and grab our lives. The kalaha pranam apaharati. They say kala snatches our pranas. Time comes and takes our lives. What does it mean? Time comes. Parabdha karma ends. Time has come to leave. Therefore, Bhagavan says here, and accordingly, according to new karma, again, what we earned also, what is there in store? Again, birth also is ordained by the same time. In time, birth also will be ordained. You cannot know escape. Again, which parentage, where, how, the birth also ordained in time. Death is ordained in time, happens in time. Birth is ordained in time. And the whole life, every day, how one should live. Now how the whole world should remain locked inside the house, inside somewhere, not on the roadside. Whole world, can you believe whole world? What a time it is. Kalayatam aham kalaha. Some karma phalam, time brings karma phalam in time. Okay, that's why kalayatam aham kalaha. In Puranas, Kalaha is also known as Chitraguptaha, Yamaha. These are all the words used in Puranas. Anyway, Kalah Kalayatamaham. So I told already, lion is the Mrigendraha. When compared to lion, there are much bigger animals also, like even water buffaloes, big buffaloes, and then there are so many other. Of course, elephants are much huge. But elephants are vegetarians. They don't eat meat. That's why even though they're huge wild animals, elephants are pure vegetarians. That is why we have them in the temples also. We don't keep lions in the temples. Only elephants. Even though Devi is called Simha Vahini, we only have the statue of lion in the temples. Devi is called Simha Vahini. At the same time, we have the Vahanam in front of Vrishabha Vahanaha, we have Bhagavan. But we have cows and the bulls and the elephants in the temples. But we don't have tigers. You can understand, because they need meat. And they, if we don't give, they will eat us also. But we can't keep them. Even their teeth are also made. Okay. In fact, meat itself is meant for only such beings which have very special teeth. Otherwise, our teeth are not meant for eating meat, really speaking. And so, Mrigendraha. So, animal is a elephant is a big, huge, but still vegetarian. That's why it is said, Vanagajaha. Balinao bhavanti, sushkehi trinehi, eating dry grass also, elephants are very strong. It is said, it means they only eat vegetarian. Therefore, they are not mentioned here. Actually, especially the lion is mentioned as the Mrganam, Mrgendraha. Okay. Then Vainateha Pakshinam. As I said, Vainateha is another word for Garuda because his mother's name is Vinata. Vinatayaha apatyam puman vainateyaha. And why is Garuda special? This Garuda symbolizes dharma. Garudaha symbolizes dharma. Not only Garudaha, any vehicle of any Bhagavan symbolizes dharma only. And here for all Bhagavan Mahavishnu, he is the Vahanam. He is called Garuda Vahanaha. Garuda Gamana. Garuda Gamanaha means one who rides on the Garuda eagle. Therefore, Garuda also is looked upon as one of the great devotees of Bhagavan. Why? Garudaha symbolizes dharma. Dharma is in the realm of the order backed by knowledge, which is Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan who is in the realm of dharma, order, that is how Bhagavan is riding upon dharma vehicle. He says, Aham Vainateyaha. Again, Vainateha, the eagle is very special because he is known for its unobstructed flight and also very elegant flight. And when he flies very high, of all the birds, Vainateha is very special. The other birds are very weak compared to this. They're all intelligent, but when Vainateha. So Vainateha's flight cannot be obstructed by anything which comes in front of it. Okay, Vainateya will always escape. He will not be hit by anything against which comes against it. And because very sharp eye, it can fly very high, from very high place, it can see what is below. And from there, he can dive, he can come down wherever what is food available, he can come and pick it. It's amazing, sharp eyes also they have. That's why Bhagavan in the form of Dharma, whose eyes know wrong action. We cannot escape the eye of Bhagavan who is in the form of Dharma. Minute, every small thing Bhagavan will make out. That is why he said the vehicle representing Dharma is Vahanam of Bhagavan. Bhagavan says, I am the Vahanam Garudaha. Also great, that's why Dharma is said to be the greatest devotee of Bhagavan. Pavanah Pavatamasmi Ramashat Sastrabhurtamaham Jashana Makaras Chasmi Srotasamasmi Janavi Pavanah Pavatamasmi Ramashastrabhurtamaham Jashana Makaras Chasmi Srotasamasmi Janavi. So the word Pavanaha means purifier. Even Agnihi is also said to be purifier. Pavanaha is also said to be purifier. Pavakaha Pavanaha. Agnihi is called Pavakaha because purifier. Vayu is also called Pavanaha because Vayu also purifies. How? But wind, big wind comes and blows everything and cleanses everything. Pavanaha. So Pavatam. So Pavat, see Punati. Okay. Pavatam means of among all those See, pavate means purifies. Pavatam, of all those things which are pure, of among all the purifiers, Pavate also means illumin, but Pavate mainly means purifies. So Pavatam, that's why Pavamanaha. Hanuman is called Pavamanaha. Okay, purifier also. One who is purifying is called Pavamanaha. Pavate Pavamana. But here Pavakaha Pavanaha means purifier. Among all the purifiers, Pavatam, Pavamananam Pavatam, Aham Pavanaha Asmi, I am the wind. Because without scorching, causing any heat, just by blowing away, all the wrong things will be blown away by Bhagavan. Pavatam Aham Pavanaha Asmi, Shastrabhrutam Aham Ramaha. Shastram means any weapon. Weapon is called Shastram. See, Astram is a weapon which should be held in hand and fought. Shastram means a weapon which should be thrown. So Shastram. Shastrabhrut. Ramaha is always known as a Kodandapani. Of all those people who, among all those who are endowed with weapons, Aham Ramaha. Shastrabhrutam Aham Ramaha. Kodandapani Ramaha. Then jhashanam makarascasmi. So jhashaha means fish. The only rarely available word beginning with the jha. Jhashanam, among the fish. Aquatic key creatures. Aham makaraha. Makaraha is a shark. Srotasamasmi janavi. Srotas means that which flows is called a srotas. So river is called a srotas because it flows. Anything which flows is srotas. But river is called srotas because it is flows. So srotas, among all these srotas, so srotasam, sakaranda shabda. So possessive plural, srotasam, of all those flowing rivers, aham janavi. Janavi means Jannu Kanya. Ganga is called Janavi. The big story. Why Ganga gets the name Janavi? because she Ganga flow was flowing through the ashram of Jannu Rishi. There was a Rishi called Jannuhu, and she was flowing through the Rishi, flowing via ashram of Jannu Rishi Jannuhu. So she is known as Jannu Kanya. Okay, Jannu Putri Jannavi. Jahnavi is the name of Ganga because she is daughter looked upon as the daughter of Jannu Rishi. So among the rivers, Aham Jahnavi Asmi. See, there are so many things can purify. When the water, after Bhagavan's name is uttered, water becomes Tirtham. Tirthayati purifier. Like that purify, there are so many means of purification, getting oneself cleansed. Okay, when you take a medicine, this is skilled, it becomes a purifier of the germs. Like that, purification can be done through many forms. You wash too many times also with the liquids and things like that. It's all purification, many means of purification. So among all of them, Krishna says, you know, purifier is the wind. The wind has the capacity to dry the dampness, take away the dampness, and thereby it can remove the foul smell. So it purifies. Foul smell is removed. The stink is removed. When the dampness is removed. Now when, for which, that way anything spread in air, airy space, becomes what? Becomes clean. Because wind keeps on moving. In fact, Vayu, wind is called Vayuhu because Vati iti Vayuhu, that which blows, is Vayuhu. It is Pavanaha. It keeps on moving, therefore is capable of purifying also. And Marut Kumaraha Marutihi. So Pavanasutaha, Pavanakumaraha, Pavanasutu. This is Pavanasutaha, Pavanakumaraha, Pavanaputra is Hanuman. The word Pavana, Punati. And then, it's very important for us, Pancha Bhuta Aradhanam is very well, all over India it's very popular. We worship first all the elements as Bhagavan. Okay, in Tamil Nadu we have specially five different temples where in each place Lord Shiva is worshipped in the form of different elements. So Vayu also definitely is worshipped. In fact, Vayu is looked upon as the Pratyaksha Devata of Hiranyagarbha. Is Vayu Devata is there in the form of the Vayu outside. Inside the body is known as Prana. Vayu outside is different. The same Vayu obtaining in the form of vital air inside the body is called what? Pranaha. And only vital air is governing all five different functions. And this Vayu, that's why we see the Vayu as the Pratyaksha Devata of a symbol of Hiranyagarbha, the total subtle manifestation. So in Veda, in Upanishad, we say, in Channo Mitra, if you chant, there we invoke Hiranyagarbha's grace in form of air only, which means Vayu Devata. And this Vayu Devata is a Pavanaha, purifier, because he has a unique capacity to purify the places by removing the dampness, by also blowing away the unwanted things. Sometimes it blows away even the wanted things also. Okay, that's when the Prachanda Vataha, where the Prachanda Vata tempest takes place, it will take even the lives. Okay, anyway, but generally we say purifier. Okay. No, Shastravritam Aham Ramaha. Okay, I explained to you already.
Mamini, you mentioned about a Kodand Pani. Can you explain that?
See, Kodandaha is name of the bow. Kodandaha is name of the bow. and the Rama holds. See, in our Puranas, if you read, bows, all the weapons also have names. Pinakaha is name of Lord Shiva's bow. Pinaka Pani he is. And then, Sharanga Pani, Bhagavan has called Sharanga Pani. Sharanga is Mahavishnu's bow. Sharanga Pani, Chakra Pani, Gada Pani, Danda Pani, Shula Pani. Like that we have all Bhagavan different forms are ended with different weapons. And here, that's why Shastra Bhrutam of all those, even Devatas ended with Shastrani. Ramaha, he says. And Ramaha is specially endowed with the bow called Kodandaha. Kodandapani Ramaha. And always Rama, when he holds the bow, Swamiji used to say beautifully, Kodandapani Ramaha is always straight, stands straight. There's no break, there's no bend in anywhere in his body. He stands straight. Rama is very beautiful presentation of Rama and Ramayana. He stands straight without any bend anywhere, holding his bow like this. Which means Rama stands for Dharmaha. Ramaha Vigrahavan Dharmaha. Rama stands for Rama. If you give a form to Rama, a Dharma, that is Rama. Vigrahavan Dharmaha Ramaha. And Swamiji used to say beautifully, Krishna and Rama, what is the difference between them? He used to say, Krishna is Tribangi. Tribangi, he has three bends. One bend on the neck, one bend on the hip, one bend in the feet. Tribangi he is. Because Krishna symbolizes fullness. Anandaha. For the absolute reality which is of the nature of fullness is Krishna. So in from standpoint of reality, everything can be accommodated. Nothing is punished. Everything is okay. Everything is mithya. Reality is only satyam. The Krishna symbolizes the very reality of fullness. So where everything is can be accommodated, that is fullness. So Krishna has three bends. The three bends stand for all accommodative nature of reality, Bhagavan. Whereas Rama, straight means what? Dharma. No. Adharma means punishment. Dharma means, it means dharma. Bhagavan is nigraha karta, anugraha karta. Bhagavan cannot be, he will be very serious. He will worship Bhagavan, pray to Bhagavan, beg Bhagavan. Bhagavan cannot help. Bhagavan is the very law and order which punishes, decides the punishment for the wrong action. So Bhagavan being the unchangeable order which determines the results of right and wrong actions in terms of punyam and papam, pleasure and pain. That dharma is Bhagrama, order. Maybe he's straight. When Bhagavan cannot do anything about it if you beg also, because Bhagavan is the very order. So Rama stands for that dharma. Especially when he stands with the Kodanda. He stands straight, no bend. Krishna is all over bends. Okay, Tribhangi Krishna. Rama is straight. Kodanda Pani Ramaha. He says, Aham Kodanda Pani Ramaha. In fact, it is why Janavi Ganga. Very interesting. I want to tell you about Ganga. This Ganga river, Ganga, actually is a holy river for us in India because Ganga symbolizes the eternal flow of Vedic wisdom. And Vedic knowledge, actually the source of all knowledge is consciousness, Brahma, reality. There's no knowledge comes from anywhere else. Source of knowledge is Brahma, absolute reality only. But that source of knowledge can never be traced. Why? Source of knowledge can never become the object of knowledge. Non-traceable as an object. That is why inconceivable, indescribable, imperceptible. We always say this. It's therefore non-traceable as an object. Because the very source of the tracer is the reality. So, where Ganga also you say, where does Ganga flow from? Where does this Vedic knowledge, the manifestation of knowledge in the form of Veda, where is it flowing from? The source of its knowledge. that is Lord Shiva's head is said to be the source. Lord Shiva is symbolizes pure knowledge, pure consciousness, from whose head Ganga is flowing. Okay, that's why Ganga is held in Lord Shiva's head and she keeps flowing. And when who is Lord Vishnu? Lord Vishnu is when Lord Shiva, when his power undergoes a change, when his power undergoes a change, then is there as Lakshmi, then the Mahavishnu, he himself becomes what? Mahavishnu. Now as Mahavishnu, as a manifest knowledge, it flows from the feet of Lord Vishnu. When the knowledge remains unmanifest, knowledge remains unmanifest, it remains in the head of Lord Shiva. It starts, it becomes manifest, then it flows from the feet of Lord Vishnu, Ganga. That is why people don't understand all these things. They simply quarrel. Who is important? Who is superior? Vishnu or Shiva? Anyway, Ganga symbolizes Veda Shastram. That is why I told you many times before, we have to go and have three dips in Ganga. One dip is Shravanam, another dip is Mananam, another dip is Nididhyasanam. But to have the dip in Ganga, you must be qualified. And to become qualified, you must go and have nice fun on Yamuna river bank with Krishna. You will have Karma Yoga. So Yamuna symbolizes Yoga, Karma Yoga. Ganga symbolizes Jnana Yoga. So both rivers are worshipped. And Yamuna means, and for me, ice water comes even now in my eyes when I think of Bhagavatam. It is so much, because every grain of sand there has Vishnu's foot. Bhagavan Vishnu's foot, Krishna's foot. Every grain of sand had the fortune of being touched by Lord Vishnu's foot. The people go all the way to Yamuna to worship Yamuna. It's all bhakti, okay, devotion, the commitment. So, but again, Veda is the Vedic understanding is the important for us to appreciate all this, the cultural forms. Anyway, what I want to say, Srotas Ganga. And Ganga happened with Veda Shastram. Ganga is Bhagavan's own manifestation in form of Shastram. And through the Ganga, we can discover the source. Where does this Ganga flow from? If you discover the flow, Moolam of Ganga, you have discovered Bhagavan as your own Swarupa. You can, that's why they say Rishi Moolam, Nadi Moolam, never ask. Never ask for Rishi's Moolam, source of the Rishis, which is knowledge of, source of knowledge. Rishi stands for knowledge. Rishi stands for Ganga also. The Vedic wisdom also. So never ask for source of, what is the source of knowledge? Never ask for what is the source of the origin of the original place of the river. If you go and trace somewhere in mountain, the many streams join together and become one river. You can't really trace the origin of the river also. So here, trace means not as an object, but as one's own Swarupam. And that Ganga, symbolizing the Veda Shastram, is the only means of discovering Bhagavan for moksha ultimately. And before that, even to how one should live one's life, what should be the attitudes one have towards everything in life, what is dharma, why one should follow dharma, like this, all these, the entire way of life itself is taught by Veda Shastram, and with 100% meaning, 100% interest in human welfare, Veda Shastram is mentioned, is there. That is why Shruti is also known as Mata, mother. And Krishna says, I am that Ganga which symbolizes even Veda Shastram. So Ganga symbolizes the teacher who unfolds the subject matter of the Shastram as well as the Shastram. சர்கானாமாதிரந்தஸ்ச மத்யம் சைவாஹம் அர்ஜுன அத்யாத்ம வித்யா வித்யானாம் வாதப்ரவதாமஹம். சர்கானாமாதிரந்தஸ்ச மத்யம் சைவாஹம் அர்ஜுன அத்யாத்ம வித்யா வித்யானாம் வாதப்ரவதாமஹம். சர்கானாம், சர்கஹா இஸ் அ மாஸ்குலின் ஜெண்டர் வேர்ட் ஆஃப் சிருஷ்டிஹி கிரியேஷன். ஹி சேஸ் சர்கானாம் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி கிரியேஷன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஆஃப் ஆல் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிரியேஷன், ஆஃப் ஆல் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிரியேஷன், ஆஃப் ஆல் தி கிரியேஷன்ஸ் வாட் அகம் ஆதிஹி, I am the very beginning, I am the source of origination, aham adihi. Madhyam cha, I am the very middle, why I am there as the sustainer of all the created beings. I am there before the beings come into existence as the very origin of the beings. And then origination of the beings, again he says what? Antaha cha aham, antaha, I am the very source of resolution, I am the end, because where all the beings which have come into existence, which live, and again they are the end of the elements, end of all the beings also is myself, because they don't go anywhere else, they have to resolve in me only. Aham adihi, aham sarganam adihi, அகம் சர்கானாம் மத்தியம், அகம் சர்கானாம் அந்தஹச்ச ஏவ அர்ஜுனா, அகமேவ அர்ஜுனா, அகமேவ ஐ அல்லோ, ஐ பகவான் ஆம் அலோன், ஐ பகவான் ஆம் அலோன், ஐ தி லார்ட் ஆம் அலோன், தி சோர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆரிஜின் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீங்ஸ், தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீங்ஸ், ஐ ஆம் தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீங்ஸ், தி பிகினிங் மிடில் அண்ட் எண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீங்ஸ் ஆஃப் beings created are myself. Then vidyanam atma vidyasmi, vidyanam atma vidyasmi, I am the atma vidya, means atma jnanam, I am of all forms of knowledge, I am the very absolute knowledge of self knowledge, which alone liberates a person from bondage. Bhutanam then vadaha pravadatam aham, vadaha pravadatam aham. So pravadan, pravadan means speaker, pravadatam of all the, among those, of all the people who are speaking for them, among them, aham vadaha asmi, aham vadaha. Vadaha means what? Vadaha means not destructive, not damaging, not the illogical argument, but I am the very constructive, contributive, establishing discussion, clarifying discussion, constructive clarifying discussion among all the discussions. In fact, pravadatam means of those people who are involved in discussions. Okay, pravadan means the person who is involved in discussion is called pravadan. So pravadatam, of all those people who are involved in discussions, I am the very vadaha. Vadaha means non-damaging, non-destructive, highly constructive, contributive, dharma establishing discussion. See what Bhagavan already said in 20th verse is repeating here. Aham adihi madhyanam sarganam adihi madhyam antam cha. Which means there is no source of origin of being other than Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the srishtikarta, siddhikarta, layakarta. Bhagavan as the reality is not the creator of anything, not the sustainer of anything, not the one in whom everything dissolves. But from the standpoint of the universe, the standpoint of all the worlds, if you ask where they have come from, where do they exist, where do they resolve, there's a time they dissolve. But if you ask, definitely there's no other origin of creation other than Bhagavan. There's no other place where these beings, creations exist. There's no other place where they resolve other than Bhagavan. Atma Jnanam, self knowledge, is exalted among all forms of knowledge because it is the only Jnanam which can really liberate a person from a bondage. So here, the about Vadaha, if we take, when a person is involved in Vadaha, we should not take it as an argument. It's not an argument. You're not arguing with the other person. It's a proper thoughtful discussion, and the discussion is especially for arriving at the clarification of some doubt or arriving at the finally truth. What is the truth about any situation or anything? The discussion must be always for arriving at the truth, understanding the truth. Only then it can be called Vadaha. So in Vedic tradition, these Vadas were there. And therefore, different types of Vadas and discussions are beautifully mentioned in the Shastra. Because any discipline of knowledge, if a person is given to as a study of any given discipline, whether you study physics or chemistry or mathematics like that, those days also, any discipline a person is given to, and it is not that any study must be a serious study. Serious study means whether it's Vedanta or Tarka or Nyaya or Mimamsa, anything a person studies, that discipline a person really 100% is focused and he studies thoroughly. Because that is the style, because that is how attaining perfection in one, at least trying one's best to become perfect in one given different field, is a gradual preparation for one's antakarna shuddhi, naishchalyam, also for atmajnanam later on. They're totally dedicated, they won't be distracted. In India, completely different. They will never encourage people to move from one discipline to other discipline. Like I saw in Australia, one boy was doing chemical engineering. And he said, I finished my chemical engineering and he got his degree. Then again, he wants to do medicine. So in India, tradition doesn't allow that. If you're already in chemical engineering, continue to be in the same field. Try to discover more and more and more and more in that field. Thereby, try to become more and more mentally refined by going in the same direction. But not be decided by something else. If a person is given to the discipline of one thing, he not be given to everything else. The person studies engineering and then he wants to do medicine. Complete diagonally opposite. Anyway, that is recommended everywhere else. In India, traditionally it was not there. So, that was the thing. Therefore, any discipline, they must have thorough knowledge. Okay, and then for thorough knowledge, they need to have discussions in any given field. Have a discussion and one person does not decide by himself and to arrive at the conclusion, right conclusion, they always have discussions. Such serious discussions with the great reverence held for arriving at the conclusion with the great Shraddhan commitment is called Vadaha. Bhagavan says, Aham Vadaha. Why has to say Vadaha? Because there is also something called Jalpaha. Simply talking. Vitanda Vadaha. Vitanda Vadaha means just for the sake of objecting the person's view, saying something. Whether it is right or wrong, even if it is right or wrong, doesn't matter. Simply I had to say something just to differ from other person's view, whether he is right or wrong. That is called Vitanda Vadaha. Then there is also another called Jati. Jati is also another Vadaha. Jati, Jalpaha, Vitanda Vadaha. Then Chalam. Chalam is also another Vadaha. Like that, Chalam, Jati, Vitandavadaha, Jalpavadaha, Chalavadaha, Jatiwadaha. We have many different types of discussions. In all of them, people were involved in discussions. So among of all the people who are given the discipline of discussions, of them, I am the very Vadaha, which alone is helpful to arrive at the truth of anything they were discussing about. Okay, suppose just for the sake of proving other person to be wrong, so for me to become right, to prove to wrong, right, and then to win the argument, for that sake, if it is discussed, that is, it is Vitanda Vadaha. Therefore, mainly Vadaha is a discussion that happens between the teacher and the student, or a fellow students who are the same interest. That's called Vadaha. Anyway, Bhagavan says, Aham Vadaha. Aksharanamakarosmi Dvandvas. I'm going to stop with this sloka. Aksharanamakarosmi Dvandvas samasikasya cha. Ahamevakshayah kalaha dhataham vishvato mukaha aksharanamakarosmi dvandvasamasikasya cha ahamevakshayah kalaha dhataham vishvato mukaha. So aksharanam akaraha asmi. Among letters, because any letter expressed is a sound. It is indestructible. Sound comes out in space, resolved in space. Okay, sound manifests in space, resolves in space. It cannot go anywhere outside of space. It cannot disappear. It remains unmanifest or becomes manifest. Therefore, aksharam, sound is called, sound itself, a meaningful letter is also called aksharam. Na ksharati iti aksharam. Okay. Of all the letters, aham akaraha, I am the first and the foremost of letters, the vowel, a. Because some you should say, if you open your mouth to say anything, akara comes. Whether you are yawning, I simply open your mouth to say anything. Then A comes first. Nobody can say anything without opening the mouth. When you open the mouth and try to say something, first sound which comes out is akara, whether you notice or not. Okay. Bhagavan says, aham akaraha, among all the letters, samasikasya cha dvandvaha. This is samasaha, means a compound in Sanskrit language. The many compounds. There, one compound is called dvandva samasaha. Okay? Dvandva samasaha. I'll explain that to you. Then, ahameva akshayaha kalaha. Okay? Kalaha. Already he said, kalaha. There he said early. But here, aham akshayaha kalaha, which means, I am the timeless time. then dhata aham vishvato mukaha. So vishvato mukaha dhata means vishvato mukaha means vishvataha mukham yasya saha vishvato mukaha. The one who is facing all directions is called Vishvato Mukaha. Lord Brahma is also called Vishvato Mukaha because he has four heads. Four heads symbolize four Vedas, which means all sorts of knowledge. As a manifestation of knowledge, Hiranyagarbha is always personified as the one with the four heads. So, because he also sees all four directions. So, Vishvato Mukaha, Vidhi, one who sees all directions. So nobody can escape whichever direction you are there of Bhagavan. Vishvato Mukaha, one who faces all directions. And then, but he is also Dhata. Dhata means dispenser, ordainer. So I, the Bhagavan, am the ordainer, dispenser of all results of actions, nipapa phalams, everything, how? Facing all the directions. Vishvato mukaha dhata aham, aham eva akshayaha kalaha, samasikasya aham dvandvaha, aksharanam aham akaraha asmi. Anyway, English language begins with the vowel A. So in India, vowel begins with the A. In Tamil also, all Indian languages begin with the A only. All the Indian languages have many vowels separately and consonants separately. And without the vowels, consonants cannot be pronounced at all separately. Consonants can never be pronounced separately without the support of the vowels. Imagine if A, E, O, these five vowels are not there in 26 letters. All the rest of the 21 letters would have become waste. They wouldn't have been, without the vowels. It is vowels which alone give life for the consonants. That is why in Tamil, vowels are known as life-giving sounds. Uyiraitukkal. And then these other consonants which survive because of the support of, which borrow their life from the vowels are said to be meyyezhuthukkal, no? Which means like inert body letters. Life letters are vowels. Anyway, very thoughtfully they have named those letters, sounds. Whereas akaraha. So akaraha actually is the first sound which has to come out whether you utter any language of any in the world. Even if it's unknown completely, even if you utter Urdu also, even if it is the language of anybody, first sound is akara. Suppose the cat or dog, they start to bark or mew also, akara sound first comes. You can't make out, but it is there. So akara is the first sound of all the sounds. So Krishna says, I am the akaraha. In fact, all the sounds which constitute the words form the sentences, and the sentences which convey the ideas. Therefore, all knowledge in the form of thoughts, unexpressed knowledge in the form of thoughts, when become expressed in the form of words, which form the sentences conveyed, that is called Saraswati. What is Saraswati here? Unexpressed knowledge in the form of thoughts. For them to be conveyed, to be expressed, the words have to come out. And those words, the sentences consisting of words which are formed of sounds are all the Jnana Vahanam. Jnana Vahanam, they carry the knowledge. That's why Saraswati alone, Saraswati is in the form of, when it is Brahma. And then this, when it becomes expressed, becomes Saraswati. And Saraswati is called Vagdevi, Vagdevi, goddess of speech, and for goddess of learning. Because all knowledge, expressed knowledge is Saraswati, unexpressed knowledge is Hiranyagarbha. Can you separate them? Word and the thought. Thought and the word are inseparable. Word and its meaning are inseparable. Okay? The meaning of the word is Lakshmi. The word is Saraswati. Okay? Or we can say Saraswati herself becomes Lakshmi. Your expressed knowledge is Saraswati. Unexpressed knowledge in the form of thoughts is Brahma. This Saraswati remains inseparably one with the Brahma. Okay, when knowledge is unexpressed. Knowledge becomes expressed form of thoughts, it is Saraswati Devi comes out. That is why we don't have temples for Brahma and Saraswati. Only one temple we have in Kootanur, where we all went last time. Anyway, what I want to say, that is why of all that sounds, Saraswati Devi, we say, akaraha, without which no sound is possible. All knowledge in all sentences in all words in all sounds of all languages have their beginning in the form of akara only. I think we'll stop here and then we'll continue the next class. It's all right, Ajay.
Swamini, you said you will say something about Dvandva.
Yeah, next class.
Okay. All right. So
yes.
Because Sanskrit grammar, you see, I don't want to. Dvandva Samasaha.
Okay.
No see, problem. Rama Lakshmana, Dvandva Samasa. Why Bhagavan only likes Dvandva Samasa? Any Samasa? Samasa is many compounds are there. Among all the compounds, I am Dvandva Samasa, he says.
Okay, sir. Next time.
Any other questions in what we have heard today?
My mom is asking a question. What was the jal for me? That's one of the vadas.
Yeah. Jalpaha is also simply talking sometimes. It is a jalpaha. See, vitandavadaha is just for the sake of winning the argument, talking. Just for the sake of proving other person is wrong by presenting all possible arguments. That is vitandavadaha. Jalpaha is also Vadaha. See, Jalpaha actually a type of discussion where I want to prove my own opinion, my own contention. Okay, I want to prove my own view, my own contention, and then I am not at all prepared to listen to what the other person wants to say. Okay, I am not prepared to listen to what the other person say at all. Even my view alone is correct. Okay, it's a wrong dialogue. A type of wrong dialogue, wrong discussion. So there's not without having willingness to what the other person wants to say, only wanting to prove one's own opinion, one's own contention, one's own view is jalpaha. Yeah. So the vadaha is also known as samvadaha. Vadaha, that's known as samvadaha. So samvadaha is a proper discussion where there's a mutual respect for each other. Even a person disagrees with other person's view, with a due respect to other person, one can disagree. All our Vedic discussions are like that. With a due respect to other person's views, I can disagree with you because it's something about the fact. But still they will be get respect for each other. Reverend, they wish mean, they meant well, mean well for each other. There's no such a thing called putting the other person down. That's not in Vada, Sabvada. Okay, any other question? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gribhyo Namaha Harihi Om.